Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at the HD show in Vegas is Sam Berry, who's the director of marketing with Shaw Hospitality. Sam, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. Good to see you this morning.
A little background on you. You were with Gensler in Atlanta, and about 2.5 years ago, you made the move over to Shaw Contract, and I believe this is your second HD show, right?
Second HD show with Shaw, that's right.
Well, this is a very striking booth right up toward the front. See a lot of high contrast here in the space. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's talk first about, tell our listeners a little bit about business conditions in the hospitality market. We've hearing some good things that as we pull out of this recession, that demand is ticking up. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, the latest forecasts that we've seen from McGraw-Hill show a strong year last year, another good year this year, and then perhaps an even stronger year next year. In our business, we experienced some very strong growth last year. We had a very, very good year. I think this year is, again, in strong double-digit growth range. So we're excited about what we're seeing, and we think that by the end of this year, we could be back to pre-recession levels with our business.
You know, we look at those numbers that Smith Travel out of Nashville put together, and it does look like occupancy rates are up and what they're getting for each room is up, which I found very interesting in light of all these aggregators like Priceline. But the business you're seeing today, is it on the remodel side, or are you seeing some new business also?
Well, we are beginning to see some new construction here in the States especially, and of course international still has its strong pockets. I think that people are a little less bullish about international than they were a few years ago, when of course they had to be bullish about international. That's where the only work was. But the market is still really, I think, defined by renovations. The refresh and renovation of hospitality and hotels, lodging facilities is what's really driving a lot of our business. But we are starting to pick up some really interesting new construction projects across the country, and that has us feeling good.
So one of the trends that you see, obviously this market is got two sectors. You got public space and room carpet. One of the things we had heard is during the recession, they had kind of changed their standards and were going longer in both the room carpets and in the public space area as far as the frequency of changeover. Have you seen an improvement there?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot going on in general. I think that the hospitality designers and brands that went international with such a strong push during the downturn have definitely brought back some trends that are reshaping hospitality domestically. I think that the lifespan of carpet in a property is probably experienced a bit of an anomaly. During the recession, the cycle lengthened just because there was a lack of liquidity and capital wasn't really flowing. But I think now what I expect to see is that it may be a little bit longer than it was before, but I think there will be a return to normalcy, and it won't be quite as long as it was during the downturn.
One of the things we've seen during this recession is a reduction in face weight, and that's moved into the hospitality market as well, hadn't it?
We see that a little bit, but a lot of that's international, to be honest with you. I think that there's more of a concern about performance, which probably goes back to your point just a minute ago, that a denser, higher performance carpet will last longer, and I think that people are starting to figure out that investing in a higher face weight and a denser product, a better designed, better constructed product, will pay off in the long term in terms of return on investment, life cycle costs, and it all starts to play in their favor in terms of what their P&L looks like at the end of the day.
Well, let's also talk about another trend, and you guys are well positioned to talk about it because you not only sell carpet to the hospitality market, but you also sell hard surface. So let's talk about this movement where we're seeing more flooring going to hard surface.
Yeah, absolutely. I see that more and more. We're starting to see hard surface come into the guest room. And my belief is it's a trend that started with design firms working internationally, and they've brought that trend back to the States. And in some of the end-use accounts that I've been in over the last 2 years, we're seeing more and more guest room renderings that are all hard surface on the floor with maybe a rug. In response to that, you know, we not only have our hard surface line, which includes hardwood, engineered hardwood and resilient flooring, a lot of LVT wood visuals, some unique visuals in that as well. And we've also launched a rug program. So visitors can come to our website and see our library of patterns and select different sizes. And we can turn those around in about 4 to 6 weeks. So we're trying to keep current with the trends and really meet the demand that the industry is presenting to us.
You know, the upper-end properties are still using woven or Wilton-type carpets, but we're seeing in that middle zone of quality, some of these hotels, even in the room spaces, are going to hard surface with rugs, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that is one of the trends that will define this decade when it comes to hospitality. I think that it's imperative right now in order to be competitive to have a good rugs program, to continue to invest in that manner, and then to have the hard surface that can function and can withstand water, can withstand the unique environment that is the guest room. That's why we like our Resilient so much, is that it offers, you know, good sound buffering capabilities as well as the ability to handle moisture and high levels of moisture. So we're excited about how we're positioned to meet that trend.
Before this interview, you told me that design process is compressing and it's actually stifling the ability to go custom. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, we're hearing more and more from design firms that they're being given, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to complete the project from beginning to end. And in that process, they don't have time to see a lot of strike-offs, a lot of custom design work. So they're looking more and more to tried and true or running line product. And this is a trend that's not only happening here in the States, but certainly applies in parts of South America and the rest of the globe. So I think it's important to have that balance of a really strong design team to handle those custom projects, to be able to handle them quickly. We built a tool on our website called Foundry that allows for the designers to do a lot of custom color work, allows us to upload patterns so that they can work around the clock on color if they need to meet that schedule and those tight deadlines. And of course, running line product that they can just select off the shelf and go with is increasingly important, and we're working to meet that need as well.
Well, let's go back to this booth for a minute. I believe you've won an award as far as having the best booth in the flooring category, right?
We just won Best of Show for this particular collection, which is called Be Bold. It's strong geometrics, and as you said, Kemp, it's a high level of contrast that we have here in the show. Of course, this particular piece of carpet that we're sitting on is designed for a show environment like this. We wanted to capture people's attention. But it's a series of patterns. We have 5 different collections of patterns in Be Bold. And the idea is that the patterns can interconnect. So you could work from public space all the way through the guest rooms with patterns that migrate and change down a corridor and into a guest room, all interconnected. So like I said, there are 5 different collections of patterns. Our colorways are black and white and gray with a little pop of blue, which we wanted in there just because it's We feel that it's a very current color, very fashion-forward color, but it's also optimistic. So we wanted that to be our accent color this year. So we're sitting on a product called Slide, which is a CYP carpet. It has no pattern repeat in this 20 by 30 space of ours that we're sitting in. We've picked up on the geometric patterns, not only in the ceiling here in the booth and the light fixture, but with these walls and with our photography. And then we're real excited to also be able to show people the same patterns, not only in CYP, but also in ColorPoint, in a product that we're calling Enhanced MLCL, MLCL in print. So in other words, we've got a point of entry for you for public space carpet at whatever your budget dictates, and a solution that can go from lower price points to higher price points, depending on, obviously, the level of the property.
All right, Sam, well, I caught you at the beginning of the show. I know you got a line of people here that want to talk to you. It's great to catch up. Thanks for talking to our listeners. Again, we've been talking to Sam Berry, who's Director of Marketing with Shaw Hospitality at the HD Show in Las Vegas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.